Welcome to It's a Cold Game Podcast. I'm your host, Scooby. This podcast is not for the weak. It is not for the weak. So enter at your own risk. I speak on every topic I can think of. Relationships, politics, real life events, urban news that's in the community, any and everything. So don't get offended by the things I say. And if you do get offended, oh well, you'll be all right. And if you're not all right, just text me, 925-497-1161. That's 925-497-1161. If you have a question, want to get on an episode, or want to argue, hit me up. See you inside. Deuce. Get over it. He cheating on you? That nigga out there fucking multiple bitches, and you out here thinking of the situation, thinking about how you can get him back. Thinking about what you're going to do to them. Thinking about putting them on child support. You know, that's the first thing that comes is child support. You finna go get child support on him, even though he a good father. Even though he take care of his kids. But you just thinking about it so much, you got to get some form of get back. You got to get some get back. You got to. That's all you're thinking about. Your friends in your head telling you, oh, you need to go put him on child support. You need to go do this. You need to go key his car. You need to go put his car on flat. You need to bust out his windows. For what? Because you mad. Oh, you mad now? What Webby say? Oh, you mad now? Man, get over that shit. He cheated. She cheated. She cheated on you. You just thinking about it every night. You thinking of what she did to the nigga. You thinking of all the things that she did to you, she did to the next person. Man, let that shit go. Let it go. Like Keisha Cole say, let it go. Let it go. For real. What's up with y'all? What's going on? We back in here. You know what I'm saying? We is back in this thing. We back in here for like the 51st time. We did our episode 50. Now, we back with 51. You know what I'm talking about? Back with 51. I know I ain't got no haircut. I know. It's been a while. This nigga, I think he in Texas, back in Texas. So, cuz, get back safe, nigga. I'm up here looking like a straight Rastafarian. Straight up. Straight Rastafarian. How everybody doing though? How's everybody mental? I hope everybody doing good. You ain't gonna do nothing stupid. You know what I'm saying? It's Labor Day weekend. Y'all still celebrating these pagan holidays. And yeah, y'all gonna condemn y'all for that. He is. You don't gotta celebrate every man-made holiday. You don't have to celebrate Christmas. You don't have to celebrate New Year's. You don't have to celebrate all these pagan holidays. You know what I'm saying? All these pagan holidays come from something that you don't even want to know what it is. Like Easter. Nigga, look up Easter. Look up Valentine's Day. You know what I'm saying? Look up all this stuff. And you're going to see what I'm talking about. You're going to see what I'm talking about. But let's get into it. So today we are going to be talking about, you can't stay mad forever. You can't. You cannot stay mad forever. Do not stay mad for too long. And if y'all see me looking down at my phone, I'm in a trade right now. Futures trade that y'all told, that I've been telling y'all about, that I've been doing. So maybe I need to scoot up. So if y'all do see me looking down, that's why. But yeah, you can't stay mad for too long. Everybody everybody, it seemed like everybody just stayed mad for too long. Family members, friends, everybody just stayed mad for too long. Like, anger is natural. You're going to be angry. You're going to be angry. You're going to be angry at some of the things people do. But people are here to disappoint you. People is not... I make sure my stuff recording, because one time I did a whole episode and it wasn't recording. I was pissed. But people is going to upset you. People is going to anger you. But that's just natural. That's just the world we live in. So you can't hang on to anger for too long. Like, life throws you curveballs. You just got to know how to handle them. Is you going to strike out, or is you going to hit a base hit? You know what I'm talking about? Is you going to strike out, or is you going to hit a base hit? Hit a home run. You know what I'm saying? Holding on to anger is different. It's different. Holding on to anger, to me, I think everything is mental illness. Holding on to anger might be a mental illness, because you holding on from something that happened since Pac died. And Pac died in 96. So if you hold on to something that long, that's crazy. You ain't got over that yet? You ain't got over that yet? I know y'all be seeing movies like, oh, she stepped on my shoes, and I've been holding on to that forever. Or she been talking about me, she was my bully, or they used to bully me back in high school. And then you see him later, 10, 20 years later, you still, oh, you remember you did that to me? Like, that's crazy. That's crazy. Holding on to something since Pac died. We in our 30s. We in our 40s. Why is you holding on to something that happened in elementary school? I forgot to turn my do not disturb off on this phone. Hopefully it still record though. Because this phone be going off. But if you holding on from something from elementary school, from high school, that's crazy. You need that's a mental illness. It really is. You talking to your kids. Oh yeah, this girl used to talk about me in high school, and you see her now, you doing good. Now you wanna approach her. Remember what you said about me? Nah, that ain't the way to go about it. You should have been got over that. Look at you, you successful now. Why do you want to bring up something from the past? But I'm going to be transparent with y'all. I hold grudges. I ain't going to even hold you. I do. I used to hold grudges. I'm not in that no more. Like, I don't hold grudges no more, because I know people are here on this earth to disappoint you. It happens all the time. It might happen. It happens and you might not even know it until the last minute. Like, I gotta stop saying that. I hold grudges. Well, I used to hold grudges. Like, nah, I can't even do it. I can't fuck with them no more. I ain't fucking with her. And it could be something small. It could be something small. It could become something big. Pause. But you have to learn to let it go, like Keisha Cole would say. You have to learn to let it go. Stand mad. It do feel like you protecting yourself. It do. Because you would be like, I never let this shit happen to me again. I never let that person get over on me like that. I never let a nigga talk to me like that. I should have slapped the shit out of his ass. Knowing that could have been your best friend, could have been your partner, you know, it could have been anybody. Nah, I ain't gonna say anybody. If it's just anybody, you slap the shit out their ass. Straight up. For real. But stand mad do feel like you're protecting yourself. It's like you're standing your ground, like, nah, we ain't doing that no more. That ain't going down like that. I ain't saying let nobody just get over on you. You know, you got to protect yourself, but you know what I mean. Just don't let the same shit happen twice. It happened three times. It happened four times. If it happened three times, maybe you like it like that. Pause. Maybe you is a bitch. Maybe you is a sucker if you keep letting the same thing happen to you. If it happened one time, fool me once. If it happened twice, fool me twice. But nah, not that third time. Not the third time. But I do know the storm don't always last. The storm don't always last, though. It don't. So being mad for too long, just let it go. You could have fell out with your best friend that you've been best friends with for 25, 30 years, and y'all fell out over something small. It's been 5-10 years that y'all ain't talked over something small. Is you dead? Is you in jail? No. So what's the problem then? What is the problem? What's the issue? Let's come together and solve these issues. But I notice that never happens. That people just be, what's that word? And so it's people being they feeling so much, but that ain't the word I'm looking for. But people be in their feelings too much to, in order, they be in their feelings so much that they not there to apologize. Like, they can't apologize. Like, it's a felony to apologize or something. Why is it like that? Why, as two grown men, we can't be like, oh, bro, my bad, bro. You ain't got to say I apologize. Like, my bad. That's my fault. You know what I'm saying? We've been rocking together for too long. My bad. That's on me, bro. I shouldn't have did that. Why is that so hard? And with women, it's even harder with women. I ain't fucking with that bitch. Fuck that bitch. That bitch, I better not never see her. Then they start talking about you broke, bitch. That's why you such and such this. That's why the nigga be going upside your head all the time. That nigga be beat. Then that's when shit escalate. So why not just come together, apologize? Y'all can go y'all separate ways afterwards if y'all don't want to fuck with each other. Just clear the air. Just clear the air. So when you do see each other at a family barbecue, at a function, at a party, at a concert, at something, that it won't be hella awkward. Have you ever been somewhere with a person that you thought y'all had beef over? And it's just awkward. Like, it's he say, she say. He said this. He said that. She said this. She said that. But you don't know the truth. You just hearing it from different people. So, on the outside looking in, it looked like y'all funking. But y'all ain't never said a word to each other. Have you ever been in a position like that? And y'all see each other at your kid's volleyball game or something. And it just feel awkward. But it was nothing. I don't know. I just think that's kind of crazy. Especially if y'all been best friends or y'all been cousins or something like that. Why does it take all this? It take a lot of energy to be mad at each other. It takes a hell of a lot of energy to be mad at each other. It take a lot of energy to be angry with somebody for years and months. Being angry, being mad at somebody for a long time or holding on to grudges, that bring health issues. Stress. High blood pressure. Mood changes. You thinking, well, sleepless nights. A lot of sleepless nights. You up there thinking about the situation that happened. You thinking about what he did or what she did to you. What this person did to you. Now you can't sleep at night. You can't sleep at night. Now you ready to go do something to a person. you just thinking about the situation over and over and over again. It's playing back in your mind. It's just the devil. The devil wants you to do something and take your life and take your ass to jail. Now you're in there with him. Now you're going to hell with gasoline draws on with him. It's just the devil. That's all it is. That's why you got to have Jesus stay prayed up. Let some of this stuff go. Let some of this stuff go. I don't know. But you just keep playing the situation over and over again. How you think that make you feel? You ready to go do something? You ready to go get you a gun and knock this nigga down? You want to see him, see her, and fight her? That's how situations like that escalate. That's how things like that escalate. But on the other hand, the person that did it to you, they living their best life. They at the club. They at dinner. They doing different type of things. They ain't thinking about what they did to you. They own to bigger and better things. But you, on the other hand, planning your get back. I can't wait that. I can't wait to see her. But on the other hand, they living their best life. They taking trips. They outside. They getting drunk. They ain't thinking about you. So why is you thinking about them? Why are you thinking about them? And they ain't thinking about you. Get over it. He cheating on you? That nigga out there fucking multiple bitches and you out here thinking of the situation, thinking about how you can get him back, thinking about what you gonna do to him, thinking about putting him on child support. You know, that's the first thing that comes, child support. You finna go get child support on him, even though he a good father, even though he take care of his kids. But you just thinking about it so much, you gotta get some form of get back. You gotta get some get back. You got to. That's all you thinking about. Your friends in your head telling you, oh, you need to go put him on child support. You need to go do this. You need to go key his car. You need to go put his car on flat. You need to bust out his windows. For what? Because you mad. Oh, you mad now? What Webby say? Oh, you mad now? Man, get over that shit. He cheated. She cheated. She cheated on you. You just thinking about it every night. You thinking of what she did to the nigga. You thinking of all the things that she did to you, she did to the next person. Man, let that shit go. Let it go. Like Keisha Cole say, let it go. Let it go. Real. Thinking of all the things that they did to you. Just let it go. Even though it's hard. Yeah, I know it's hard. But what you gonna do? You gonna marinate in it? You gonna marinate in that shit? That's like when you step in shit. You step in some shit. What you gonna do? You gonna keep that shit on there? You gonna drag it through the house? Or you gonna leave your shoes at the door, come back, get a water hose and water that shit off and get that shit off? That's basically what holding on to anger is. You dragging your shit through the house. You dragging your shit in your room. And you smelling shit all day until you wash that shit off. Once you wash that shit off, you clean. Then you back to doing you. Fuck her. Fuck him. Fuck them. And that was a crazy analogy. I know. A nigga just be on here. I'll just be on here talking shit. But good shit. For real. Yeah. Man, leave that shit at the door. Fuck them. Do your thing. Damn. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Just get over it. Just get over it. Where am I at? Instead of being angry, all this anger you got built up. All this anger you got built up since Pac died. Let it go. All this anger you got built up, you could be laughing with your kids. You could be taking trips with your kids. You keep putting all that anger. You can put all that anger that you have into building a business. Put all that anger into something positive, not negative. Because like I said before, people are here on this earth to disappoint you. People is going to disappoint you. So put all that anger into something else. Put all that anger into building a relationship with somebody else. I don't know. To a significant other. Put that anger into something positive, though. Put that anger into a podcast. Why not start a podcast? I think everybody should start a podcast. Why not? To get your, you know, sometimes you can't express your feelings to the next person because they're going to judge you. Sometimes you cannot express your feelings to the next person, but you can express your feelings to this camera or to that camera and put it on YouTube, and it's going to always be somebody that feel you. It's going to always be somebody that feel you. It's going to be always somebody that's going through the same thing that you're going through or that you're going through. If you don't like talking on camera, if you think you fat, you think you too skinny, start a just have your audio on Red Circle, Buzzsprout. Do that. Get your feelings out there. And everybody on the internet, some people gonna judge you and some people not. But it's always gonna be some people that's on there that's going through the same things that you're going through in life. You just got to put yourself out there. Like, I'm putting myself out there for 51 episodes. I don't give a fuck what nobody say about me. I don't care what a motherfucker say about me. Like, I don't. You got to get into the habit to stop caring about what people say. As long as you know in your heart that you're right, that's all that counts. Instead of being angry, chase your goals. Sleep, like, that's, but that is facts, though. You'll be thinking too hard. Why this? Why that? Man, a person is here to disappoint you. They are. People are on this earth to disappoint you. So don't feed into it. Do not feed into it. At the end of the day, don't stay mad too long. We got bigger fish to fry. Do not stay mad for too long. Stop putting your anger into negative stuff and put your anger into positive things. That's all I got to say. I forgot to do memes of the week, but I always save some. We're going to find two real fast. Only pigeons get excited over niggas with bread. Only pigeons get excited over niggas with bread. What's another one? I'm not fighting for a spot in nobody's life anymore. If you want me, then make it clear. That was a good one. I'm not fighting for a spot in nobody's life anymore. If you want me, then make it clear. That was a good one. That was a good one. Let me see if I can find another one. I'm on a roll right now. She's been with dudes uglier than you, bro. Approach her and shoot your shot. Why am I stuttering? She's she's been with dudes uglier than you, bro. Approach her, shoot your shot. That's true. You see it? Yeah, that is true. That shit true. And vice versa. But like, comment, subscribe. I told you it's gonna double up. This episode might drop tomorrow. I just gotta edit it. So, man, yeah, like, comment, subscribe. If you don't like, comment, subscribe, I'ma think you're a hater. You are a hater. My name is Scooby. This is a Cold Game Podcast. And we out this thing. Deuce. All right, y'all been listening to It's a Cold Game Podcast. We're coming to the end, so if you like what you heard, tell a friend and tell that friend to tell a friend about this podcast. If you want to argue, get on the episode, or want to give me topics or give me some advice, hit me up 925-497-1161. Until next time, deuce.